Nolte, NY Times waits until close of impeachment trial to retract fire extinguisher fable. By John Nolte on February 15, 2021. Although we've known for weeks U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was, in fact, not beaten to death with a fire extinguisher during January's Capitol Hill riot, the far-left New York Times waited until after former President Trump's impeachment acquittal was assured to issue a retraction. The piece was updated on February 12. By then, the main body of the impeachment trial was over and Trump's acquittal was a foregone conclusion. He was acquitted the next day. Coincidence? I think not. On January 8, the fake Times, and others, misled the world by telling us Sicknick died on Thursday from injuries he sustained after Trump loyalists who overtook the complex struck him in the head with a fire extinguisher, according to two law enforcement officials. It turns out none of this was true, something we've known for weeks already. But the Times still waited until this weekend to disguise its retraction in an update that reads, "Update: New information has emerged regarding the death of the Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick that questions the initial cause of his death provided by officials close to the Capitol Police." Oh, but it gets worse. Much worse. The most crucial part of the January 8 article has now been rewritten. Read the rewrite very carefully. Law enforcement officials initially said Mr. Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher. But weeks later, police sources and investigators were at odds over whether he was hit. Medical experts have said he did not die of blunt force trauma, according to one law enforcement official. Now go back and read the update again. I'll wait. You see the difference? You see the difference between the source for the fire extinguisher fable now being identified as officials close to the Capitol Police when we were originally told the source was law enforcement officials? In the original January 8 story, we were told two law enforcement officials said Sicknick had been bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher by Trump supporters. Now we're being told the original source was actually officials close to the Capitol Police. That's not a big difference. That's all the difference. If you want to truly get a sense of just how dishonest the Times is, on the Thursday before this weekend's retraction, the Times reported this. Investigators have found little evidence to back up the attack with the fire extinguisher as the cause of death, the official said. Instead, they increasingly suspect that a factor was Officer Sicknick being sprayed in the face by some sort of irritant, like mace or bear spray, the law enforcement official said. So the Times reported the above on Thursday but still waited until the weekend, until after the impeachment vote, to retract its fake news. But even that Thursday report was created to deceive anyone stupid enough to believe the Times. The fake Times hid that bombshell news under a headline that reads "Officers' injuries, including concussions, show scope of violence at Capitol riot." And paragraph 4 is meant to lead you to believe the fire extinguisher story might still be true. One Capitol Police officer, Brian D. Sicknick, was killed, and investigators are increasingly focused on whether chemical irritants were a factor in his death, according to a senior law enforcement official. The Capitol Police said in a statement that Officer Sicknick died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. It's only when you get to paragraph 20-something that you're finally told the whole truth. Though law enforcement officials initially said Officer Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, police sources and investigators are at odds over whether he was hit. Medical experts have said he did not die of blunt force trauma, according to one law enforcement official. What we have here is one more reminder that everything the corporate media reports is a lie. Outlets like the New York Times are not looking to do anything other than mislead the public in an effort to fulfill a left-wing narrative. You certainly don't need me to explain how the fake news about a police officer being bludgeoned to death by a fire extinguisher affected everyone's perception of the riot. But that was the goal. To change our perception through a bald-faced lie, a lie that included who the source of the lie was. No one's excusing what happened that day. But there's a big difference between a mob of stupid and aggressive rioters invading the Capitol with no real plan and the brutal and fatal beating of an innocent police officer with a fire extinguisher. The timing of the Times retraction is not an accident. The Times deliberately lied and then deliberately withheld its retraction until the impeachment trial was all but over. Although the Times knew the truth, it kept the fire extinguisher fable alive, hid the truth from its stupid readers until it could no longer affect the impeachment trial. Everything the establishment media report is gaslighting and propaganda. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.